And joining us now is Browns wide receivers coach Mike Wilson. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. Enjoy being here every chance I get.
Well, we love having you. And it's got to be exciting, not just that this team won a second game in a row, and we know how important it was to shed that whole road losing streak thing and get on a positive roll here, but the group that you coach had such a big part of it, a big part of Brandon Weeden's 364-yard passing day. Let's start with Josh Gordon and how far he continues to develop as a rookie.
Well, you know, as you just stated, talking about the core, I mean, I felt very good coming out of this past game. We had 13 catches for 220 yards, one touchdown. And what is taking place with this group is, you know, everybody's accepting their role. Every guy is getting better every week. And that's, I can't emphasize that more when you're dealing with three rookies, two second-year players. I mean, we got a young group of guys with a rookie running back and a rookie quarterback. And in this league, defenses can really try to trip you up with different fronts, different blitz packages, and different coverages. And we've kind of handled it. And the thing that's been good is the continuity between the quarterback and the receiver has just improved every week.
And when we talk about Josh, he shows up, first of all, out of shape. We knew that. I mean, he hadn't played football in almost 2 years. He shows up with no sense of what the offense was. He shows up with no sense of what his responsibilities are. When you got that guy, and you knew the physical talent was all there, but take yourself back to that, maybe that first encounter with him in the summer.
And unfortunately for him, he did not go through OTAs and mini camps. Draft him in the supplemental draft. He shows up. A young man who has not played since 2010, and he thought he was in shape, you know, running some 40s and maybe jogging a couple of miles. But, you know, he came here and quickly learned that this game is very, very demanding physically, and he kind of hit the wall early on. So, you know, you really didn't tap in and see what his abilities were. You saw the physical stature and his ability to catch the ball. But now, you know, months later, you know, he's just gets better every day, and I can't emphasize that. You know, he's a young man who's developing. You know, all our receivers are developing. But he is definitely has put enough tape out there for himself that teams will respect him and recognize him. And, you know, he's having a good year based on, you know, opportunities he had the ball thrown to him.
And I saw such a natural flow on that touchdown catch that he had, 44 yards from Brandon Weeden, the way he kind of ran that route. And like you said, it was – I thought it was casual the way he got by the guy, but then the next thing you know, the speed is turned on and he's there, catches it in stride. That's something he probably couldn't have done much earlier.
You know, he has very deceptive speed because he's a tall, large, long man. You know, you really don't see it. He's smooth, very relaxed, to the point where you might misinterpret as him being, you know, maybe not as, you know, excited, but he has fire and he's competitive on game day. But his speed is very deceptive, and the one thing we emphasize in practice with him and Brandon, you know, catching the ball with Colt, is you know, we have a little red line that you don't see on game day, but it's on the field in the practice. And when we run a go route, we want to get on top of that DB, stack him, and then hold our line. If you get pushed to the sideline, the quarterback normally throws the ball outside, or if he can, out front, which we have happen Sunday. And you know, once he got parallel with him, you know, I still don't know how fast he is, but he had good speed to separate. And we had the same play twice. I mean, we really should have completed that same play, you know, the exact same results. But I think Brandon got hit a little bit and the ball was underthrown. And so it's been good. And that's something, you know, we continue to work on. I mean, go balls are low percentage balls. But with a guy of his size and his stature, you know, if you put it up there, he should be able to go up and get it against a smaller DB or just outrun and separate from a guy.
The other thing that strikes me, 8 different players caught passes in that Raiders game. And it's kind of reflective of the balance that this passing game has. You've got a lot of people involved. It's not just, even though Josh Gordon has emerged as the number one guy, really there's the ball is spread out.
Well, you know, you look at right now as we finish the Oakland game. I mean, Greg Little has 35 catches. Josh Gordon has 34. He did not start or play much in the first couple of games. And then Ben Watson has 34. So what you see offensively is, you know, teams cannot take one guy away. There's a balance, and I didn't mention that Trent Richardson has 44 catches. So if you're trying to, you know, drop coverage, you dump it to him. If you come up, then those guys open behind. So, you know, you look at it, and it's like, wow, that's a great balance, and therefore defenses have a, you know, they got to play honest and true to what they do and not roll coverage We had an experience early on where guys were matching our best receiver with their best DB. If you do that, our other receiver is going to, you know, take advantage of your what you consider your weaker DB.
Mike Wilson, Browns wide receivers coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This is a very young group, and besides Gordon, you have rookies in Travis Benjamin. You have a rookie in Josh Cooper as well, those two rookies. Greg Little, only a second-year guy. Let's talk about the rookies, though, first, and I do want to ask you some questions about Little. But Travis Benjamin, a guy who has unbelievable speed, has maybe more of a specific role because of that. I know he had to deal with that hamstring, but where's his game right now?
You know, he's doing well. If you cut the tape on, I think if any defense that we face right now, when they're looking at the first thing they say is, wow, that 80 can run. He runs by everybody. And I think when we first drafted him in the fourth round, we thought he would be doing what Josh Gordon's doing now. I mean, you know, Josh came in as a supplemental guy, and Benjamin was our speed guy. You need a guy like Benjamin on the field who can stretch the defense, who also is a threat to go deep. And just so happens that, you know, Josh came along, and we have two guys, and Brandon's thrown the ball to Josh. But you know, Travis has been open. He's given us what we want, and it's just a matter of time before you see him making some long touchdowns also. But
right.
It's been great. Josh Cooper, who's a young man who's inactive, active based on if somebody was up or down, has come in and contributed. I mean, that's the one thing in this league you have to do, and I emphasize that with my receivers. Hey, when you're on the field, be a playmaker. You got to contribute, and when you're in there, we're dependent on you. We believe in you. And so far, you know, our three rookies have played well, and they're only going to get better. They're still improving, and that's what you want. You want a guy to come on the field every day who wants to work to be better. Nobody's content and happy where they are. I tell Josh Gordon all the time, hey, man, you know, you need to establish a bar that nobody else has done, and you're capable of doing it. So practice it now and then show it on game day.
Josh Cooper hasn't been able to get on the field a whole lot, especially since Muhammad Masquez returned from injury. But when Cooper has been out there, he's shown that those nice possession routes, the guy who just knows how to get open and work things underneath.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, you know, he's an inside slot guy. He can move outside, but we have him inside, and he's been a great asset to us. I mean, he's a good receiver. He has a great history. He has good, you know, chemistry with Whedon. They went to college together.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's been good, and he continues to work hard and gets better every day. And, you know, that's what you want. I mean, you're looking at some young players who are producing now, and the future is just that much more brighter because the more experience you get, the better off you are. The game slows down a little bit for you. And that's what I see, especially with Josh Gordon, is that it slowed down. And then you transition to Greg Little last year, who was, you know, played 92% of the plays and was really another kid who hadn't played in 2 years, really had played running back in high school. So he was making the transition from really being a receiver.
Right.
And his development and maturation has been great. He's catching the ball consistently. You know, Greg has passion and desire and likes to play the game on Sunday. And it's reflective when you cut the tape on. He's running around trying to block people and make plays. And I think he's finally settling down and relaxing, and yet he plays with a great sense of urgency. But now he's playing a really solid football for us, and I'm very happy for him.
I'm impressed with Greg Little, the blocker. The way, as you say, he takes great pride in that. That's the gritty part of this game that not all receivers do well or love to do. He seems to take pride in it. When we were talking in the locker room after the game, and I was commenting on it, and he gave me a big say. He says he loved it. He loved the compliment over the block, and look what it did. It allows Mo to go 54 yards on the catch.
I will say this about Greg. I mean, I've coached a lot of receivers, and I know – you know, Anquan Boldin used to be Anquan, Arizona. He was very physical. He'd go attack a guy. And Greg does the exact same thing. Greg does not turn it down. I've seen him take on a defensive lineman, a linebacker, and have de-cleated him. You know, and to the point where I say, Greg, you need to watch your back on the field because some of these teams you hit, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh,
they remember.
Baltimore, these guys remember. And they're going to come back, and when they get a chance, they're going to get you also. But, you know, he's clean, nothing dirty.
Right.
He plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. And I encourage, you know, receivers to block. And my philosophy with the receiving corps is, hey, those guys pass protect. Every time you catch a ball down the field, the linemen and the running backs or tight ends, if we keep them in, are stepping up and taking on somebody rushing at them for you to catch the ball. When somebody has a ball in hand, you don't be a spectator and watch. You need to go give them a block also and maybe make the key block. Because if we get the block, it turns instead of a 6-7 yard run to a 25-40 yard run.
Right.
And Greg had a great block from Muhammad on a route this past Sunday, and Mo ended up going 54 yards with it.
How about Mo coming back and seemingly getting back to form a little bit?
Mo, you know, had that hamstring pull and is finally getting over. He's kind of shaking off the rust and has really settled in and had a solid game for us this past Sunday. Blocked well, caught everything thrown to him, caught balls the week before. And I think he's just really getting his feet back underneath him, and you know, expect him to have a finish the season off nice and strong.
This is the one thing we could say about the Chiefs. They're struggling overall, one loss record, but they seem to have defensively, one thing they're doing reasonably well is they're doing well against the pass.
Yeah, you know, they are a very talented group. I mean, I watched them on tape, and I, you know, as you prepare for different opponents, you see other teams, and I've watched Kansas City's defense, and wow, I saw them against Pittsburgh on I think a Thursday night game. And they fly around. They're very, very talented. You know, they have a lot of first-round picks there. And the secondary is really good. So, I mean, we have our work cut out for us. They've had a lot of injuries this past game, which, you know, it's part of the game. Mm-hmm. So we're not sure who's going to line up in that secondary. But, you know, we're putting a game plan together that we hope we can, you know, go out and continue to have some success in our passing game.
Great. Mike, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
He is Coach Mike Wilson, coaches the receivers for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.